She wants to ride along too. I have to trade in for a sports car with bucket seat just for two. Whenever I get a phone call, I bet you five against your ten, she's somewhere on the extension line just trying to listen in. Whenever I try to watch television and get me some peace of mind, I bet she walk in my room and switch to channel 9. A man's home's supposed to be his castle, and he's supposed to be the king. But as long as this woman in my house, y'all, I love just don't mean a thing. I'm in love with you, baby. Just gotta move. I just can't help myself. I've got those mother-in-law blues. Oh, oh, I can't help myself. I love you and no one else. Do anything you choose. I got those mother-in-law blues.
Making milk out of powder. Yeah, they are. crime.
Poor baby, they know what that stuff is.
Rent's gone up higher. Yes, it is. Got the parents lying.
I'll pay you tomorrow.
Lord, it's a real motherfucker. Yeah. Make you wanna run for cover. Yes, it will. And if you look, you will discover. Yeah. Lord, it's a real motherfucker. Ow! Listen, got to go to a disco. Throw your troubles away. Dance to the music that the DJ plays.
Well, all right.
And then the lights come on. Yeah. Like you knew they would.
That cold.
Gone home and face the music that don't sound too good.
Ain't that cold?
Listen, Lord, it's a real motherfucker. It'll make you wanna run for cover, yeah. And if you look, you will discover, yeah. Lord, it's a real motherfucker.
Our Mother's Day set for this year. That was Johnny Guitar Watson and A Real Mother for You. Before that, we heard a couple of mother-in-law tunes. We heard from the Knickerbocker All-Stars and Mother-in-Law Blues and Johnny Winter with a little advice. Check out her mama. She's going to look just like her down the line. Super Chicken and Mama and the Chillin' Part 2. We heard from Selwyn Birchwood from his latest CD, Living in a Burning House. That was Mama Knows Best. Matt Anderson from Halfway Home by Morning and What Would Your Mama Say? Mississippi Heat from Warning Shot and Come to Mama. And we heard from Layla Zoe from her latest CD, Nowhere Left to Go. We heard Dear Mom, her letter to her mom in there. Ruthie Foster before that and Mama Said. Shamika Copeland and Your Mama's Talking. We heard from Monkey Junk and Mother's Crying. Billy Boy Arnold and A Mother's Prayer. Super Chicken with Mom and the Chillin' Part 1. B.B. King, Nobody Loves Me But My Mother, and she could be jiving too. We heard from Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Sleep On, Darling Mother, Little Milton and Blues in the Night, Coco Taylor and 63-Year-Old Mama. You know, when I first started doing the show, I thought that would sound kind of old. Now I'm past it, so what do you know? And Katie Webster with Two-Fisted Mama. She's talking about pounding a piano, but I've seen my mom stop a couple of fights herself. So, yeah, I know what Two-Fisted Mama can do. Let's see. What do you say we take a look through history? Let me first remind you that you are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Which is where you got to go if you missed something and you want to hear it, or you heard something and you want to hear it again. Go to CKUT.ca, look it up in the programming and archives, and just download the show. We don't need access to your photos. We don't need to know who your friends are. We don't need access to your device. We don't need to know your location. There's nothing like that. It's just an MP3, no adware, malware, spyware, nothing. Just take it and enjoy it at your leisure. Now, as I was saying, let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz-related subjects, and we'll start with the births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week, so that when it pops up on Facebook or Twitter or wherever, you'll say, hey, I already heard this on Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue. So here we go. Birthdays today. H. Bomb Ferguson, that wig-wearing maniac, born 1929 in Charleston, South Carolina. He was scheduled to come up here and play at the Peel Pub Blues Bar some years back, but for some reason... it didn't happen. I heard a story that he couldn't cross the border or something. I don't know. Let's see. Also on this day, Steady Roland Bob Margolin, born 1949 in Boston, Massachusetts. Tenor sax man A.C. Reed, man, I had the pleasure of playing with, born 1926 in Wardell, Missouri. Hank Snow, born 1914 in Nova Scotia. And a couple of people we lost on the 9th. We lost Stephen Bruton, great guitar player, played with Delbert McQuinton, among many others. Passed in 2009. He was 60 years old. And another one that we lost too young, Chris St. Louis. She passed in 1999 at the age of 45. On the 10th of May now, we have birthdays for Cleveland Chenier, who played washboard with Clifton Chenier, of course, born 1921 in Opelousas, Louisiana. Donovan Leach, born 1946 in Glasgow, Scotland. Greg Piccolo from Roomful of Blues, born 1951 in Westerly, Rhode Island. Morris John Vaughn, alligator recording artist, born 1949 in Chicago. I've seen him up here at the Jazz Fest. He's played here a couple of times. And he has that weird gold top Les Paul, but it's a hollow body thing. It's unusual. And not too many of those around. A couple of people who passed on the 10th, we had jazz guitar great Jimmy Rainey. Passed in 1995 at the age of 67, and Frankie Lee Sims passed in 1970 at the age of 64. Let's see, on the 11th, we have birthdays for Irving Berlin, born 1888 in Russia. Eric Burden for the Animals, born 1941 in Newcastle in the UK. Kansas Joe McCoy, who accompanied Memphis Minnie, born 1905 in Raymond, Mississippi. And Butch Trucks from the Allman Brothers Band, born 1947 in Jacksonville, Florida. Couple of people who passed on the 11th. We had Lester Flatt, passed in 1979 at the age of 64. You know him from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, of course, most famous, I guess, for the Beverly Hillbillies theme. Lil Buster, his real name, Edward Forehand, passed in 2006. He was 63 years old. Bob Marley passed in 1981 at the age of 36. And Noel Redding played bass with Hendrix, passed in 2003 at the age of 57. Moving to the 12th, we have a birthday for Lester Behari, co-founder of the Modern and RPM record labels, born 1912 in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Guy Davis, born 1952 in Manhattan, down in New York. It's the son of Ossie Davis, the civil rights warrior, I guess you could say. Donald Kinsey from the Kinsey Report, born 1953 in Gary, Indiana. And son of Big Daddy Kinsey, of course, and Steve Winwood from Spencer Davis Group, and, of course, a very successful solo career, born 1948 in Birmingham in the UK. And the 12th marks the passing of Big John Greer, tenor sax man with Lucky Millinder, and also did some singing as well, passed in 1972 at the age of 48. Let's see, on the 13th, look at that, a couple of guys from the Jay Giles Band, Danny Klein, played bass with Jay Giles, and Magic Dick. Danny Klein born in 46, Magic Dick in 45, and they're both celebrating on the 13th. Let's see, Anna Pavlovic, born 1976 in Belgrade in Yugoslavia. L.C. Good Rockin' Robinson, born 1914 in Brenham in Texas. Richie Valens from La Bamba fame, of course, born 1941 in California. Mary Wells, born 1943 in Detroit. And Stevie Wonder, born 1950 in Saginaw, Michigan. And let's see, an artist who passed on the 13th. Well, Chet Baker passed in 1988. He was 58 years old. He was found dead on the street below his second-story room in an Amsterdam hotel. He had the serious wounds to his head. Heroin and cocaine were found in the hotel room, and an autopsy also found those in his body. There was no evidence of any struggle, and the death was ruled an accident. Also passed on that day, Donald Duck Dunn, a great bass player. You caught him, of course, with the Butterfield on the Fathers and Sons album and playing with Booker T. Passed in 2012. Gid Tanner, the fiddle player, passed in 1960. He was 74 years old. And Bob Wills, of course, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. He passed in 1975 at the age of 70. Moving to the 14th now, birthdays for Sidney Bechet, born 1897 in New Orleans. Jack Bruce from Cream, born 1943, also out of Glasgow, Scotland. Tenor sax man Grady Gaines, blacktop recording artist, born 1934 in Wascom, Texas. And Andrew Galloway, the CEO and founder of Electrify Records, born 1955 down in Toronto. And, great label, that is, too. Let's see. We mentioned Sidney Bechet. He also passed away on his birthday in 1959 at the age of 62. Another person passed that day, well, you know this name, Mel Bay. Every one of you out there who plays an instrument has a Mel Bay book somewhere on the shelf. Passed in 1997. He was 84 years old. And B.B. King passed in 2015 on the 14th. Back, he was 89 years old. And Frank Sinatra passed in 1998. He was 82. And on the 15th, we have a birthday for Phil Guy, Buddy Guy's brother, born 1940 in Letchworth, Louisiana. Good Rockin' Robinson, I mentioned him before. This was his birthday, was in 1913. And on the 15th is the day that Ashton Savoy passed away back in 2009. He was 80 years old. Let's see. Other events from this week. On the 9th of May in 1941, Billie Holiday recorded one of her most famous originals, God Bless the Child. She did that in New York City for the OK label. 10th of May, 1963, at the Olympic Sound Studios in London, the Rolling Stones recorded Chuck Berry's Come On and Willie Dixon's I Want to Be Loved. That was their very first single. And in 1965, another Rolling Stones item on the 10th of May. It was the date that they started recording Out of Our Heads album. That was done at the Chess Studios in Chicago. Also on the 10th of May, 1976, Albert King recorded Ain't Nothing You Can Do. He did that in Hollywood for the Utopia label. On the 11th of May, 1926, 20-year-old Victoria Spivey took a trip to St. Louis, where OK Records was on a field trip looking for new acts to record, and she recorded two of her own songs. She did Black Snake Blues and Dirty Woman Blues, and it became an immediate bestseller. 1927, the 11th of May, Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7 recorded Weary Blues, I should say, and Melancholy Blues, did that in Chicago, also for the OK label. 1953, recording as Little Henry for the Chess label. Henry Gray, accompanied by Henry Strong on the harmonica, Morris Pedro on the guitar, and Earl Phillips cut I Declare That Ain't Right. And Matchbox Blues, they remained unreleased until they were included in a UK four-album Chess box set called Genesis. And they were included in the Chess box that was put out here as well. 12th of May, 1952, Little Walter, backed by Muddy Waters, Jimmy Rogers, and Elgin Evans, recorded one of his most famous tunes, Juke. And it came out, of course, as a single on the Checker label. 13th of May, 1938, Louis Armstrong recorded the classic New Orleans anthem, When the Saints Go Marching In, did that for the Decca record label. 14th of May, 1951, Howlin' Wolf recorded Moanin' at Midnight, and How Many More Years, did that in Memphis for Chess, although the box set says it may also have been done in August. So a little bit of wiggle room on that one. 1956, on the 14th of May, Big Maybelle recorded That's a Pretty Good Love, did that for the Savoy label. And this is what we're going to start the set off with, is back in the 15th of May, 1929, Bessie Smith recorded Nobody Loves You When You're Down and Out, did that in New York City for the Columbia label. And let's just go right back to 1929 with Bessie Smith, and here she is with Nobody Loves You When You're Down and Out. Thank you.
millionaire. Spending my money, I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I begin to fall so low, I didn't have a friend and no place to go. So if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till them eagles grin. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In my pocket, not one penny, and my friends, I haven't any. But if I ever get on my feet again, then I'll meet my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. I mean, when you're down and out.
Try to Oh, made me, baby. God bless you for all you've done. Yes, you made me, baby. And the Lord will bless you for all you've done. Every night, every day, you, my heart, my only one. Please forgive me, baby, if I made you cry and shed your tears. Yes, won't you forgive me if I made you cry and shed your tears? Well, I pray every night, Lord, he will help me to be a better man in the future years. That's why I'll never let you go.
That's a pretty good love. Ain't nobody love you like I do. Honey, I know just what to do. I ain't much to look at and I won't win a prize. When it comes to loving, I'll open your eyes. Ain't nobody love you like I do. Honey, I know just what to do. Ain't much to look at and I won't win a prize. When it comes to love and I'll open your eyes. That's a pretty good love. That's a pretty good love.
part of the 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, CKUT 90.3 is proud to collaborate with CHYZ 94.3 for the presentation of Tema Yuge and This Quiet Army with Away, double bill concert on Saturday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. For a safe event of live, living arts, let's meet in Victo next May. For all the details on the 37th edition of Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, visit fimav.qc.ca.
Hey, this is Reverend Freechild, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3.
Until I'm softly through my window today. I could have tripped out easy, but I changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine. I'll pick up your hand, I'll pick up your hand. Thank you.
I love that version of Sunshine Superman with Dr. Lonnie Smith, and brought along Iggy Pop to handle the vocals. Before that, Albert King, and Ain't Nothing You Can Do. B.B. King before that, from the unexpected instrumental side of B.B. King, and that was Step It Up. Big Maybelle, and That's a Pretty Good Love. We heard from H-Bomb Ferguson, and You Made Me, Baby. Little Walter's classic Juke. Howlin' Wolf, and How Many More Years. And Katie Webster and Ashton Savoy with Baby Baby. And we went back to 1929 for Bessie Smith. Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. Hey, what's going on around town? Here's your Facebook Live stuff. Of course, Sunday nights, Peter Micah does his show. It's probably over by now. Mondays, you have Patrick Hutchinson doing his Facebook Live show. And the Wheel Club does theirs starting from around 8 o'clock. They kick theirs out. On Tuesdays, Alec McElkern does his show. And on Saturday, Edwin Orion Brownell, you know him, Edwin and the Bedouins, he does his thing. And Saturdays and Wednesdays, Junior Brown and Tanya Ray Brown do a thing as well. And all of these people, of course, they're all playing for tips. So if you can spare a couple of bucks for them, go ahead and they all take Venmo, PayPal, whatever. A few of the other events going on this week. Let's see. Wednesday, Craig Morrison and Just One Moment. Instead of Craig Morrison and a Moment, he's doing a broadcast from the Wheel Club. John Prine tribute on Friday. With Leo Lepore and friends, also from the Wheel Club. Bokomaru tribute to the Grateful Dead 35th anniversary webcast from the Wheel Club coming up on Saturday, May 15th. Sunday, May 16th, Guy Davis live from the Cafe Lena, which is a great place as well. And they do a lot of events there, so you do well to check in with them also. Let's see, coming up on Friday, May 21st, live stream the Blue Ribbons. They're described as Ray Charles and Tom Waits on a pirate ship with Sun Ra and Captain Beefheart. So that could be pretty interesting as well. Upbeat disillusionment and celebratory fatalism with musicianship. I like the sound of that. Saturday, May 22nd, Bob Dylan's 80th birthday, and you can celebrate it with Patti Smith, and that's going to be another Facebook Live event as well. So there's plenty of stuff you can do out there, and well, I think that's going to be about it for me. We're going to finish the night off here with a tune from Craig Morrison and Just One Moment, although in this case he's with the Moments. Here is the Rockin' Prof himself, and he's also a rockabilly author. He wrote Rockabilly Music and Its Makers, and here is a great rockabilly old tune. Here he is with Rockabilly Funeral. I want a rockabilly funeral when I die. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
Well, there's a black choke truck with its headlights on. Leads a slow procession across a graveyard lawn. Hooked to the back, a coupe de ville. Oh, and the real cool cat sitting at the wheel. Oh, and the obituaries in the paper say that he up and went and rocked his life away. His last request was rock, don't cry. Rockabilly funeral when I die. Well, a rockabilly singer getting buried in his car. That's my one and only rock and lonely heart's desire. With the backseat covered in the records I made. Caster that I always play. Well, the Cadillac's pointing towards Memphis T, where the king made rockabilly history. I'll be rocking up to heaven on my 4/6 ply. I want a rockabilly funeral when I die. Put a lot of echo. Preacher's mic when he tells him that the memory's rocking on.
Be sure you get shaken when you start to shout. The cat is really, really, really gone. I want a rockabilly funeral when I die. I want a rockabilly funeral when I die. I want a rockabilly funeral when I die. I want a rockabilly funeral when I die.
Once again, to the Ill Groove Garden, it is I, the capital ZIP, Ziplocks, representing for the crew, DJ Blaster and Mystical Flex, to mark the calendar date. It's the 9th of May, 2021, which means it is Mother's Day! Happy Mother's Day out there, and happy Mother's Day to anybody who has a mother. Please make sure that you contact your mom to tell them what's up. Gotta say blessings to my mom, and the mother of my children, Roxanne, everybody out there. Hope you had a chance to celebrate and get some sun out there. And as we move into March, that means it's springtime. So that's time for our seasonal party. That's right. Spotlight Saturday is back. Once again, the 29th of May, we doing it. And this theme is flowers for this time. As in, we giving flowers to all the artists that we've lost. And we give flowers to those artists who are still alive.